Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. And what a show today, guys.
Absolutely. We're going to dive back into the archive of my life.
Of your guys' lives. Is that who we're going into the archives?
So we're going back to when I was 8.
Really?
Yeah. Guys, yeah. Okay. I've also got something
dark
for you today.
8-year-old too.
Jesse.
Yeah.
I have one of the greatest love stories of all time for you. And it involves someone in this team.
You're going to play The Notebook?
Well, you have had a spring in your step. Have you found love, Jess?
Well, you'll have to see.
I did wonder why you were smoking a cigarette before the show and texting
me. Okay. Hey, bit of booty drop time.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Yeah. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm saying it's so sad.
Hi, my name's Carrie, and I'm so happy to bring you this week's booty drop. Brandy, what about us?
Nah.
Damn it. Worth a shot.
Give us a bit of Brandy, what about us?
What about other things that you say? What about other promises that you made? What about,
awesome.
What about, what about?
Now I don't have to play it because we've just all had a bit of Brandy.
Nah, that's just got the, let's make people salivate.
Did your parents have Brandy and dry every night? So my parents had 5 o'clock every night.
My parents had goon every night.
Did they?
Yes. My dad and mum still insist that back in the day, cask wine was actually better quality than it is today, to which I say bullshit.
Nah, bit of hey, Mr. DJ.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen?
So, do you remember when I took you back to 5-year-old Carrie who lived in America?
With an American accent?
Yes.
Yes.
K is for kangaroo, L is for lamb, M is for mouse, N is for nest, O is for olives, P is for popsicle.
So cute.
That was on a cassette I found when I was cleaning out the office. I found other cassettes.
Did you?
Oh, my God, so many cassettes. Enough to keep this show going for many, many years.
Please tell me it's more of the Yacht Club mixtape.
No, my sailing camp.
Yeah, your sailing camp, sorry.
No, this is, I reckon, about 8-year-old Carrie, maybe. I went through a phase where I'd write my own stories and read them out. But this story, see if you can hear the moment where it takes a bit of a hectic turn.
Okay.
I should point out, too, it sounds so different to American Carrie. I quickly became Australianized again as soon as we got back from America. Have a listen.
I slowly taking step by step walk forward. Splash. Splash. I'd fallen in the water. I woke in a dark room. The light was off and I could see the flickering of the fire and a bit of the moon shine through the window. Where was I? The last I could remember was I had fallen in the water. What happened next? I buried my mum myself, and my dad, I had received a telegram saying how Bradley here died. Oh, no, I didn't know what to say.
I mean, I don't know why I'm burying my mum.
Oh, my God. And what did you, what, was it your mum and your dad, or did your dad say how brave
I was for burying my mum?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, my parents were divorced. I don't know if there was a bit of, like, weird, like, you know, I was picking up on subtle passive-aggressive tones happening.
But also, you then went to America. Why did you bury your mum?
I don't know. Then the story wraps up, I think. We got a bit of the end.
We said goodbye and rode off into the distance.
Hope you enjoyed my story. Bye for now. That was Carrie with her story, The Golden Lamp.
I mean, you don't see it coming from the title, do you? The Golden Lamp. Things are so much scarier when said by a kid.
Do you reckon?
Oh.
It's like when we've done calls before and what, like, your kids come to you in the middle of the night and with their innocent voice they say something like, you know, if you wake up, I will kill you.
Yeah.
But, Mummy, if you wake up, I will murder you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
jeez,
there we go.
That, you got your hectic ones out of the way earlier, because then what came later? The boy who pushed too hard?
Oh, no. The boy who pressed too hard.
Yes.
Yeah, that was to do with his pen. He used to press too hard with his pen.
And was there an alternate ending that I don't know from that where you buried him as well?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
I'm in my own head. I'm in my own head.
Why? You're winning. You don't need to be in your own head.
I'm not winning.
Aren't you?
Well, this is the best you've done in a while.
Yeah. When did you last check the scores?
You've won a lot in the last few weeks.
What are the scores?
It's 9-6, mate. You're coming back.
You've got this. And if you just cheat the second half of the year like you did last year, then you'll win again.
You're right.
Yeah. So let's play, shall we?
Number one.
Carrie.
Big Mom.
John Farnham, The Voice.
Why do we do that? It's in every third week.
Well, then why didn't you get it?
Good point.
1-0 to Bickers. Song number two.
Carrie.
Bickers.
I don't know the name of it.
One.
Tommy. It's Jagged Edge. Let's Get Married.
So leave me at the altar.
White dress. One all. All right. Song number three.
Tommy. It's Usher, yeah.
Which we had.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there only a limit when we started playing this game? Did we only license 20 songs that we could put in reverse? Is that what happened?
It takes a long time to put them backwards.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You've got to take the reel off the whole thing and then reverse it.
2-1 to Tommy, song
probably
number four.
Katy Perry Raw will be somewhere.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just need to get another song now.
Go, Tommy. Perry.
Dad, you didn't get that.
What?
I reckon you went, you said me, thank you.
Oh,
Craig David, what's your flavour? Thank you.
Quite aggressive today.
Yeah,
very defensive.
Yes, they both are correct. Yeah. Sometimes if you want to win, you've got to bring that attitude.
That is the win to Tommy.
Yay! Well done, Tommy.
God, that wasn't enjoyable at all.
Great start. You've never enjoyed losing.
No, I haven't.
Thought you'd get used to it by now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And coming up next, guys, I need a little bit of advice from you.
Is this the bit where you're going to tell us who in our team's found the love of their life?
No,
or is that later?
That's a little bit later on. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
For Jessie's
greatest love story of all time.
Well, because I don't know who would. Sorry, the greatest love story of all time. I mean, I could tell you mine, but I'm assuming that's not what you're after.
No. Imagine if that was it and we got to it and Jessie just went, Carrie, over to you.
We are diving into the archives, guys.
But I'm guessing it's either you or Jessie. I mean, you both had a bit of a spring in your step, but one of you has found love.
Too much, guys.
And I can't wait to find out very soon.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, I need your help.
Okay.
I've bought something and I've never owned a pair of these before. And so I don't know the etiquette on them. And so I thought we'd do this.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
wear UGG boots outside of the house?
Or not to
wear UGG boots outside of the house?
Easy, yes.
No, you're too young and too single. You've given up if you do that.
Nah.
Bickers can do that. She's got a family.
Yeah, see, I thought Bickers would be on board with this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's where I would wear them to the cafe. I wouldn't wear them into Woolies. Like, you choose your places.
Really? The cafe's so much fancier than the supermarket.
Nah, because the cafe's just around the corner within walking distance. I wouldn't get in the car. I would drop my kids off to sport in them.
There's also,
again, something you can't do.
Yeah. Jessie, Bickers also wears, like, they look cute. When you wear UGG boots, it just looks like
Same
you don't have a job.
Cute.
What UGG boots have you got?
Yes,
have they
that's
got
exactly
structure?
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
have they
yeah.
got structure, or are they like the ones that?
No, they're like the higher version, and they're the black ones. They're like quite nice. Yeah.
Oh, not black. If they're black, can't ever be seen in them.
Wait,
ever,
black is worse than brown.
Anybody. Yes, and you must never wear them when a girl comes around.
Jeez, you've gone from.
Well, I didn't know he was wearing a black pair.
You've gone from do whatever you want.
Surely
just wear
black
them anywhere
is
to
nicer
burn
than brown.
But they're black.
Yeah.
No one should have a black pair of UGG boots.
I was already on the. Yes.
Do you own UGG boots, Tommy?
No, my feet get too sweaty anyway.
Oh.
And my
what do you
feet
wear when
hot.
You're just casually hanging out at home?
My flippers. What do you mean?
Do you have slippers of some sort?
Nah.
Do you wear socks?
Yeah, all bare feet.
Oh, I can't cope with bare feet at home.
Hot feet.
So much dirt around my house. My feet just get manky.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, again, I think that's a lot to do with the little dirt machines that you have running around.
Yeah, but your house. I've been to your house.
Mm.
Yeah, you would get dirty. You're not cleaning often.
No, I'm not cleaning ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why don't you get dirty feet?
I've got a cleaner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I should tell mine to step up.
Yes. Yeah. Is that you telling Chris to step up?
So, Jess, have you never – you're from WA.
Yes.
And I grew up in WA and we didn't have UGG boots too much because it's a very hot place to have UGG boots. Is this a new thing for you?
Yeah, so this is a new thing and I was so excited about them. I was like, great, now my feet are going to be warm all the time. And then I went down to Woolies the other day and I thought, I'm wearing these already, so I'll just go because they're boots and that's fine.
Have you given up?
The only thing I'd say about going to Woolies, the only thing I'd say when you go to a supermarket is you're bringing back in then all of the germs back into your house.
But also, that's what happens if you wear shoes.
Jesse,
yes,
that is
true.
There's an age for slippers and pajamas in public.
But they're not slippers. Oh,
they're not pajamas.
Wait, there is an age, and it happens at the start and the end of your life. You're in the young bit, and Bickers has slipped into the latter half, and it's acceptable for her, but you've got years to go still.
Okay, so no more UGG boots down to the shops.
Burn them.
Great. Good chat, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It appears that I accidentally stumbled across a new weekly segment this week.
Oh, my God.
Yes. What? Earlier in the week, I gave a bit of a shout-out to my friend Romani.
This is a shout-out to Romani.
Zarin, did you want a shout-out?
Yeah, shout-out.
I'll get a shout.
Sure. Do you want more shout-outs?
No.
I'll give shout-outs all show.
No.
Shout-out again to Romani. Off. This is Romani.
It's Carrie shout-outs.
My DMs have been flooded because people want shout-outs.
Is this
it's
why
It's old school radio. I know it's no, not groundbreaking.
No, mate.
But stuff that's old is new again,
it's
yeah?
It's not old school. It's community. That's
whatever.
What I told you.
Stuff that's community is new again.
Should we get people to call in stuff that's community is new again? Should we get people to call in with what sporting carnivals are on in their neighbourhood as well?
No, I think people still love hearing their names.
I sound really excited about that.
No. Does that hurt you in your heart? Yeah.
People like hearing their name on radio. They like hearing their business name.
Of course they do.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And it's
they
not
like
done enough.
Their business name. That's advertising.
Sometimes there's little messages they want to get out there. I'm the conduit. I'm bringing people together.
Because you know if you do business names, this is cash for comment. You're
is
the
it?
New John Hawes, yeah.
Oh, well, I won't do business
they,
names.
Are they giving you kickbacks like good people at woodfire.com.au? Firewood, sorry.
Still haven't got my firewood. We will have another pit, though, fire pit this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because that's so, part of the crew. Yeah.
Anyway, so every Friday, I'm going to give shout-outs, guys. DM me at BickmoreCarrie if you want a shout-out. Or DM us at Carrie Tommy Show. Call us 13 10 60 now. First one comes from Chanel, who said, can I have a shout-out? Help me get me through my final year uni assignments. Mm. There you go. She podcasts us every day because she normally works between 3 and 6. Hey, Chanel.
Is that your shout-out?
Yeah.
Hey, Chanel.
Hey, Chanel. What about Jordan and the boys?
What about him, mate?
Yeah, he said, shout-out. FTB for the boys.
Lads.
Well, he actually said, oh, this is sad. Right. This shows you what he thinks of me. He said, shout-out FTB. And then the next message said, for the boys, in case you aren't up to date with your full lingo.
And be honest, did you know what it was?
No. Tatiana wants a hello.
Hello.
Oh, she also said, if Tommy can please say hi to her in your dulcet tones.
G'day, Tatiana.
See, oh, that's made Tatiana's day. What about Ben Williams? Oh,
mate,
no, his name's Bill.
So
Bill is listening from Ontario, Canada.
G'day, Bill. Good
say,
on you.
Oh, sorry.
Give us your Canadian accent.
I can't. Yeah. It'll sound Indian, you know that. And then I get into trouble, so I'm not going to do that. Anyway, quick segment's a good segment. We'll be back next week.
Is that all out of, you know how you said you were flooded with DMs?
No, I've got
read
heaps more. I just didn't think you wanted to hear any more. Would you like me to keep going?
Give us a look at them.
Yeah, what about Shag? Shag said, can I please have a
shout-out?
A desperate
way to get out of a segment, for sure.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon.
So much still to come on the show. Apparently there's a love story that I need to know about.
It's the greatest love story of all time, mate.
The greatest love
story. Stop branding it wrong.
Someone in our team.
Anyway, hey. Quick question. Gather. Yep. Heads in. Yep. Is it duct tape or duct tape?
It is duct.
Duct.
With a T.
duct.
Yes.
You would be incorrect.
Oh.
Duct what? Tape was first developed for World War One. Hang on, I've got it here. It's the name of a brand, but it was originally developed as a waterproof tape for the American military in World War II. I'm sorry. And it allowed water to run off it like a duck's back. And so that was the brand, which has since been copied many times and used on ducks. So it is now known as duct tape, but the original and the brand is duct tape.
Well.
I've got another one coming for you at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I love these.
See you then. Oh, no, I mean, I'll stick around, but I'll carry
it. Are you going to go off and come back?
Yeah, I've got to study.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
Producer Annabelle is in the studio. Belle, what is today's question?
Today's question is, what is the average number of households you'll live in over your lifetime?
Oh, how many houses am I going to tool through? Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Because how many have you lived in?
Oh, God. Well, I moved all over the countryside, so I've been quite a few.
Yes.
I always wished I'd just had one family home growing up.
If you have just...
This is not the sad story of my life.
If you have just tuned into the show for the first time, Carrie pretends she's lived in every state,
so she appears to be an
All-Australian.
One, two...
Oh, God, is that what this segment's going
to
be?
Well, I didn't know that I had to pre-count.
What?
Three,
two... Why do you have to look up?
Five...
Now shut your eyes.
Six, seven, eight...
Oh, let's punt on how many it's going to go to. It's like beat the bomb.
Ten.
Stop.
Oh. Ten.
Ten. You've lived in ten.
Ten. How many have you lived in?
And you would say what? You're three quarters of the way through your life?
Wow.
Seriously.
What? No, I just mean
my life
like,
is just beginning.
Is it?
Doesn't feel like that. I'm very tired.
Even the people who are like, damn,
I
like,
don't
no.
Say no.
Too far the other way,
what
mate.
Am I, two-thirds through, would you say?
Oh, mate, I was joking. Why?
Halfway through.
Two-thirds through? You're only going to go to 60.
Oh, no, that's fair. I would like to go longer than that.
Yeah.
I would actually, see, unlike a lot of people I know, I'd be happy to live to like 110. Most people I know want to bow out at like 80. I don't.
Yes, I remember chatting to a lovely lady named Jan in a retirement home, and she said to me without even sense that it was a joke, she said, I reckon they should put a bullet in us all at 80.
Oh.
And then
how old was Jan?
Jan was 83. Oh. And I laughed and she laughed and I said, who would get to do it? And she said, I think we should auction it off for the highest bidder and the money goes to charity. And I was
how
like,
how fun's Jan? Like, see, it'd be a shame if she wasn't still here. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. She then made a very dark joke to me in my ear when she hugged me. Goodbye. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Now I want to know that dark joke. What was the dark joke?
It was just, it's all right.
Was
it's
it
right.
a bit so on yours,
10.
Mate?
Yeah.
Okay, so how 10. Many have you lived in?
Okay, hang on. One, two. How long does it count?
Oh, I counted every house I've been in for a year or more.
A year or more. Great, yeah. great. I reckon I'm probably up to five.
Okay.
I would have thought.
What about you, Jess?
I lost count. I remember by the time I was 12, I'd lived in 11, but that's because...
Oh, my gosh. You've got a sadder life than I had.
Which is followed up with, that's because my parents were divorced.
Yeah, so are mine, which is why I think we moved around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I lost count.
We can cry into each other's shoulders.
Thanks
it's
so
okay.
much. Yeah.
So it's going to be quite high then, based on this, because you've got a lot more. Although, these are probably newer trends, are they? I think people moving around a lot more is a newer thing.
Well, by the time I was like 27, I'd lived in lots of homes, whereas now kids aren't even moving out till they're 27. I reckon... I'm going to say, so in a whole lifetime, so I'm up to 10 and I'm only, what do we decide, halfway through? I reckon 7.
So, oh yeah.
In
I reckon
a whole lifetime.
I reckon that's not bad because I also think renting is a new thing. Like
but people
of my
people
parents' generation.
And stuff?
Oh, who's flipping properties?
Who's actually flipping? It's not the block, mate.
What are you talking about?
Is that why you went through 11 and 12?
Actually,
were your parents
did a lot of
that. Doing reality TV shows. What about flipping properties, guys? Guys flipping stuff.
Anyway.
That's what I hear people talk too much about. Not I can't get into the property market. Just, you're flipping another one?
Oh, yeah.
I flipped a couple on the weekend.
Bro, what happened to that place? You flipped that? Okay. I'm going to say 9.
Okay.
Jesse?
I'm going to say 20.
20.
Your they whole flipping. Life.
Yeah,
your
they're flipping. Whole life.
Yeah, but they're as flipping. You get older, you stop moving through yeah. so many.
And that means someone that grows up and only does like one or two, there's got to be people out there that's done yeah. 40. Okay.
Give it to
producer Annabelle.
Okay. Well, firstly, no one asked me, by the way, what my number was. Am I number
sorry.
Six?
How many?
But don't
six.
You know
but
the
you
answer.
Know the answer.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you how many houses I've lived in.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps us come to the answer then yeah. if we've got more of a what do you call it? More
average.
Of a selection?
A no, sample
more
size.
A sample.
Yeah. God, we're back on average.
Okay, so they say an average person lives in 11 homes in their lifetime.
Hmm. Mm. So none of us got that. No, what did you say?
I think I got
nine. You
nine.
Got closest.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Well done,
keep
Tommy.
Moving, guys. Keep moving.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie, would you say it's great to try and better yourself?
Always.
Yes, I yes. agree. Constantly evolving means constantly growing, right?
Yes, although those people are insufferable.
Yes, yeah. but I'd love to be one. I would, just for a day.
That's why you're not one. You're not insufferable. Oh. You're not one of those people on Insta that every day is like soul searching and, you know, today, you know.
When's the last time you reckon you really tried to better yourself?
Not for a while.
Okay.
When was the last time I tried to better myself? What would it count as bettering myself?
Well, maybe I saw someone today and I thought he was an inspiration.
Oh, yeah. What was he doing?
Well, I've got the audio here. See if you can guess sure. what this man's doing.
Is that a man and a dog?
Would you like to hear it one more time, Carrie?
Yeah.
What do you think that
sounds like? He's chasing his dog with
doing.
A flip at one of those like long hand things yes. that goes a flap,
oh,
flap, flap, flap,
a clapper hand.
Yes.
So you think I've seen a man chasing his dog with a clapper hand, and I thought that's so inspirational. Well, any other guesses?
No.
One more time for Carrie, please.
Dog wants whatever he's got in his hand.
Okay, okay, yep. It's good. I'm going to show you the video now, and yep. if you could please describe to the people yep. what you are watching.
At Carrie yep. Tommy Show, we'll pop it up there as well.
Okay, what is, oh, this is on TikTok. What's the man doing? He's juggling while, oh my God, he's eating apples as he's juggling, so each one he flips up, he takes a bite out of.
And so that slappy
where's
hand.
Where's the dog?
So that slappy hand noise yep. is his hand catching the apple, so yep. it's like bap, bap, bap. The dog noise yep. is him.
He's
working so hard
he goes,
that he's grunting as he does
oh.
it. He's going.
That's so, pretty talented. Oh my God, you
amazing.
Can juggle. Are you going to juggle and eat apples?
We're going to give it a go.
Amazing.
Can I ask? Is he biting them while they're midair, or is
no.
he
no? No,
holding...
I think he's
catch,
putting them
catch.
And then takes a bite with his hand.
Yeah, right. yeah.
He doesn't have to kind of catch it with his mouth. Okay, here he goes. Okay.
I've just got to do a little warm-up juggle.
Okay. Warm-up okay. juggle, okay. warm-up okay. juggle. Okay, okay. No, now you're just no, making
sorry.
A dog barking
Yeah, because
sound.
I was getting in the... That's what he did.
No, that's when he bites he does that, doesn't he?
No, that's just his effort.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure,
I think
sure.
it's actually because his mouth is so full of apple that he's trying to get it
get
down
air
to get
in.
The neck. Yeah, he's like...
Okay.
like him nearly dying.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start by juggling and then I'll move into the...
Have you
the...
practiced this
no,
at home?
No, I haven't done it at all.
I wish you had.
No.
In a park. I'd just love to drive past.
Everybody would be putting their dogs back on the leash. They're like, God, there's something big around here.
Okay.
Okay, starting by juggling.
Yep. Okay. Oh.
It's fallen
okay.
apart. At
let's
the
try
first
again.
Hurdle. Let's take one bite.
Oh, now you've got an apple stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you can't go on with that. Okay. Okay, and he goes again, and he's juggling, and he's juggling. He's
hang
catching.
On,
oh, no.
Hang on.
At the, currently, you're just juggling.
Hang on.
Oh, where's the noise is gone?
Yeah. Carrie, tell me show if you want to see this. Just an insane man throwing
just,
apples around a room.
Yeah, throwing apples and biting them. You're not juggling them.
And grunting for effect, not out of effort.
Oh, shit. Yes! Oh, almost.
Can you do the one-handed juggle?
Oh, shivers, don't Joe. Are you all right?
No. No, I'm not.
That guy's really talented. You're
not this guy.
Oh, now you're joking.
Shit, you're right?
Oh, my God, you're joking. Oh, now he's... spitting out the apple. Are you okay?
You know what I realised?
Oh, you've still got apple juice dripping all over your computer.
You know what I realised?
Yeah.
It's very visual for radio,
oh,
isn't
mate,
it?
Mate, we do that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, at least there was sound
was
effects
it,
in
was
there.
Was it funny?
It was funny if you could see it, yeah.
That Carrie Tommy show. The video's going up there.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you've always been misunderstood by your family, we've got a guy coming
preach.
On later in the show. What?
Preach. Like, yeah, I get it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were, well,
sorry, just trying.
You weren't meant to be here,
trying.
Remember?
Amen.
You're the accident.
Sister.
Accident.
Yeah, yeah, you're really misunderstood.
Amen.
Anyway, there's a guy coming up later in the show who may be able to unpack it all for us.
I've run out of religious things to say.
Hallelujah.
Hail Mary. Yeah.
Do you want a Hail Mary
how
to get you out of this break?
How does that do that? What,
you
what
can
happens?
Have a Hail Mary.
Yeah, give me one of those.
I don't know how to do it. I'm not Mary. But doesn't someone ask for a Hail Mary if you want to get out of something?
Mary
give me
can
a Hail
do
Mary.
And then what happens? Is this like a shout out again?
No.
You just have to say
anyway,
Hail Mary.
Just,
okay, that's coming up later.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're all a mess.
What? I think so much work goes into this show that goes in different directions that sometimes it's hard to keep track of which direction we're going.
I know,
in.
There's so many different WhatsApps keeping news from each of all of us.
Yes.
And, you know.
Producer Annabelle, one of the most studious of the show, easily, never stops working.
No.
She sent me a message last night and she sent me this. She sent me, hey, perhaps this could be a just the tip.
Oh, yeah.
The segment where we give people tips such as, you know, if you want to make sparkling rosé, just put your rosé in your soda press.
Soda stream
yeah.
machine.
And the tips are all just that good. So Belle sent me this. She sent me, percentages are reversible. 8% of 25 is the same as 25% of 8. And one of them is much easier to do in your head. And she said, is this just the tip? And I sent a message back saying, no, but it's great maths chat. And then a laughy face. Because notoriously, this show is shocking.
We get bogged down in maths chat.
Yes. And we had a chat of averages that went for about 3 weeks of what the median.
Mode.
Yes.
Yeah. Median.
And Belle wrote back and said, shouldn't have sent it. And I wrote back, ha, ha, ha. And then earlier today, I was trying to plan something for later in the week. And producer Sonda.
A surprise.
And producer, what would you take from that message back and forward?
What do you mean?
That I just read out.
What would I take from it?
Yeah. Would you think that we're going ahead with maths
chat? No, definitely not.
Yeah.
That was just a funny, that's a crap idea. It could also sit in maths chat, which no one ever wants to hear.
Yeah. I thought that as well.
Yeah.
But then I asked producer Sonda, the boss of this show, about some audio that I thought got prepared. And she went, yeah, don't worry, we've got it. And then whispered to me, is this the averages audio? And I said, no,
because
that was definitely not meant to be. So then audio producer Jez has gone back through our old shows and repackaged the best of when we were talking about averages. And here it is.
Because on average, how long do you think people do for?
Average. Does it... Taking so what does that mean? Are we meeting in the middle? Is that the average or is it like
are we meeting in the middle? Do you understand what average means?
No, that's what I guess I'm wanting to work out what your meaning is average.
The average.
Yeah, but
because it's the middle point of
I
those.
I feel like a more
when you said meeting in the middle
would be
that's average.
I'm saying if you met in the middle, you'd say, well, that's about 40 minutes. That's obviously
that's
not the average. It's not though.
Because
that's
you're just explaining the term average again. You're saying, but if you've got one really short person, one tall person, what's the average height? And it's like, yeah, the middle point of those two.
But there's a difference between median and me and average, you know what I mean?
You forgot the other one, didn't you?
So hold on.
And this
that's
was all,
not,
this
that's
was a...
one chat we had months ago. He hasn't gone and cut up all these times where I couldn't do math, because that's what that is, me not being able to do math.
What do you
so
mean?
So you've just replayed something from 3 months ago. For what purpose?
Well, because Belle also messaged me earlier saying we've also got maths chat if you were being serious. And I wasn't, but
now
we've
done it.
Now
you want to do maths chat.
Well, it's just done.
You, That was it.
That's the whole
thing. But we haven't had math chat. That's just replayed
audio. Oh, sorry, Carrie. Here's the math chat.
Yeah.
Percentages are reversible. 8% of 25 is the same as 25% of 8.
Okay, so let's work out 8% of 25.
We'll just work out 25% of 8.
Which is 2.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon 8% of 25 is?
2.
Good work.
Great. Guys, I'm good at math.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And good news, guys, I finally found her. I think she's the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who? Where? You're in lockdown in Melbourne. How are you going out?
No. On Bumble. I think I found the one.
The love of your life then. Absolutely.
Well, sort of. It's certainly the love.
Yeah. I was going to do the old joke of, nah, it doesn't matter. Who are you talking about and what are you talking about?
Well, so I want to bring you a text exchange.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've been messaging.
Oh, is this what I've got in front of me?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Why don't I have it?
Oh, I don't know, but I've got a piece of paper in front of me, Jesse.
So I would like to act it out.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So Bickers is going to read the other side of the message.
Can I play Jesse? Oh, you're going to play Jesse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know, first of all, I can see the girl in the little box at the top of the picture. Gorgeous. Yep.
Great.
So you guys matched, yeah?
Yeah. So we were chatting for a little while. Mm-hmm. We eventually got onto the conversation of what I do for work, right? So I mentioned I work for a radio show and she said, oh, which one? And then I said, it's called Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah.
And she
said, would you like me to do the next bit?
Yeah.
Oh, what? You work with my and 10,000 other women's future husband? How did I not know this? ! Tongue sticking out. Does that mean you've got Tommy on speed dial? Feel free to chuck his number my way. Oh, dear, Jesse.
Oh, my God. I've just tuned in. This is fun.
This is not fun for Jesse.
I thought we were talking about Jesse's dating life. Like, I'm so bored. Give us a look.
And then look at Jesse's. Look at Jesse's response. You're so sweet. Ha ha. I'll let him know with a sweaty head face. Why did you do the sweaty head face?
I just thought, oh, great. Here we go. And so I thought, we'll see how far this goes. So yeah. Because what came next?
Then she said, ha ha, Tommy and I have already had an encounter. I threw my wine all over him in excitement. I think he felt bad for me, so he bought me 2 more drinks, laughy face. He didn't give me his number then, so I've got no hope.
Who is this person?
That's her. Can you see her at the top there? Oh, poor Jess, you're trying to catch the
poor girl. Well, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, well.
To be with Tommy.
That's why I said I found the love.
But Jess.
This is the one, but mate, just not for me.
No, if you play this right, you might be able to get a wine thrown all over you. This could be fantastic.
You're the ultimate wingman. Well, this could be your love of your life, Tommy.
That's exactly right. That's why I brought it to the team.
Is that why?
Do you remember the wine girl?
Yeah, I'm like, are you joking, mate?
What do you mean?
How many times have you had wine thrown all over you?
Oh, so many times. I've been in a pool with Bickers where an old man threw a whole carafe at me.
Oh, yeah, it's because he was remember? Chatting up his girlfriend.
Oh, I thought it was his daughter.
No, remember, and then
the security
came
and apologised to me. I was covered in wine and I had a carafe in my hand.
That's right.
I'm amazed it didn't smash on my head. But anyway.
You were being obnoxious that day.
I actually thought it was his granddaughter because he was like 70.
So old and she was very young.
She was young. She was
and
gorgeous.
She, like all these 10,000 other women, thought you might be her future husband once you moved on from her daddy.
Yeah, I thought he was blessing us with good luck wine.
If you don't remember this girl, are you going to exchange numbers, Jesse? How are you going to hook her up?
Yeah, she sounds fun.
Because you've got Tommy on speed dial.
She sounds fun. She's got great taste.
Are you suggesting that I should continue trying to date this woman after she said she's into Tommy?
Absolutely. What do you mean?
No, I just mean give her Toby's number.
No, don't. What are you doing?
What? Don't you need a help? A bit of a hand?
Don't you dare. Jesse, I think you should continue with your quest with wine.
On to the next one.
What are you doing? Why not?
You can't date a girl that says she wants to be your wife.
Oh, good luck finding another one then.
Has anyone got any wine
obnoxious.
To throw on him?
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come, the Sarbo.
Oh, up next, we are going to find out why firstborns are such jerks. But right now, because I bought
you... Says the last born.
Yes, yeah. The accident. last hour, I bought you a game, Duct Tape or Duct Tape.
Yeah.
And you'll have to catch up on the podcast if you missed that, because it was pretty good. But right now, I've got a new one for you.
Yep.
Duvet, Duna, or Comforter.
What?
Duvet, doona, or comforter.
Is a duvet a doona or a comforter?
Duvet, doona.
I don't know what you're saying. Don't just keep repeating
I'm locking
the
in
words.
Doona and I don't know
you're
what
you're locking in yet. Doona?
Yeah, I'm just going
fantastic.
Doona.
No,
yeah.
It's a duvet is the thing that goes over the top, isn't it?
Oh, we haven't discussed
any of that.
So
are you locking in duvet?
What?
Well, I'll tell you the difference between them, but you don't need you to walk in.
Between what? A duvet and
a doona and a comforter.
Oh, the
She's not
three
allowed
of them.
To know the question before.
The difference between a duvet, a doona, and a comforter. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a doona is the fluffy thing.
Mm-hmm.
A duvet goes over the top of the fluffy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a comforter is like the little bit at the end of the bed, the little rug fold up.
Jesse, can you get three incorrect noises, please?
No.
Three, please. One more. Thank you. They're all the same. They're called a duvet, and it originated in England. It's a French word. Doona is the Australian brand of a duvet, and a comforter is what they call exactly the same thing in the United States.
Wow. Gosh, you're amazing. Actually, that's a stretch. You're amazing.
I studied all day
You're
for
not
it.
Amazing, but fun fact.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, if you're listening to this and you're the eldest in your family and you're driven, you're a perfectionist, you're a real high achiever, and you look at your younger sibling and think they just cruise through life, and it really, really gives you the then I think you'll love who we're about to speak to next. It has been a hit on bookshelves for more than two decades now. It's called Why Firstborns Rule the World and Laterborns Want to Change It. The author of that book, Michael Gross, joins us now. Welcome, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Carrie.
Michael, why do firstborns want to rule the world?
Oh, because they rule the roost when they come into the family. They're the, you know, the first ones there. It's a big event for parents. It's an experiment for parents because they take them into new ground. But so it's interesting that how the resources sort of showed up that a lot of firstborns tend to be a little bit more conscientious. They're the list makers. They often take up leadership positions. What happens in the early years tends to sort of follow through throughout life as well, so it has an impact.
And so then what do the rest of us do if we're not a firstborn? Do we just give up?
You might be last, but you're never least. Thank goodness we've got, I guess, different birth orders positions. So I guess we run down the list. The second person's usually different than the first. So if your first one's a sort of responsible one, there's a good chance the second one might be the pest or we're a little bit different.
What happens later in life? Like our presidents, our leaders, are they often firstborns?
The short answer to that is yes, but not always. That's what tends to happen is you'll find that certain people will almost manage or lead like their birth order might suggest. I know that sounds a roundabout way of saying things, but sometimes if you look at Morrison at the moment, or our Prime Minister, he's a second born, and so is Ardern in New Zealand. She's a second born, and very much that social type person, just like Bob Thorpe was quite
Michael, I think me and you want to hang out with different people.
I think Morrison, I think he's a real people person.
Michael, what about only children?
Yeah, if they were a political party, they're now part of the mainstream. There's a lot of them around. They tend to be achievement oriented. They often spend a lot of time on their own, quite obviously. What we're finding at the moment in schools, a lot of them, well, there's two sorts. There's girls who'll often do really well because they become really verbal, and kids wouldn't pick on them because they'll get a mouthful. And then you'll find a lot of boys who struggle because they don't experience conflict at home. And the old story is you practice on your siblings, and that stands you in good stead when you go into the playground.
Michael, what about the more non-traditional family, which there's more and more of? I grew up in a blended family, so I was an only child. But then when my mum remarried, I became the youngest of three girls. But then sometimes I'm I guess, an only child because when it comes to my dad, I'm his only daughter. So how do you find your place where when, you know, your position kind of changes constantly depending on the makeup of your family?
Blended families often don't blend, they collide. And it's because of birth order. If you look at the old Brady Bunch, that classic show of back in the 70s, where we had, Marsha and two sisters and then Greg on the other side and his two brothers, almost the same ages, that would have been absolute conflict. There's no way known that would have blended well because you know, you got your firstborns would have been fighting each to get with each other because you want to keep that firstborn position. The youngest one's great posse to be in, and you want to keep that position. So there's often a lot of conflict. In your situation,
yes, there was again, a lot of conflict.
Well, you might have had to nose out a joint because I'm no longer the firstborn. However,
yeah, I really gave everybody shit.
Yeah. So you've gone from first to baby in a short period of time. Yeah.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, Michael. Why firstborns rule the world, laterborns want to change it. Grab a copy now. Thank you for your time.
Good on you. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Carrie.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little for your Friday afternoon. And guys, is it a big week or a
It's been a massive week, but I'm actually feeling a bit sick of the harp that you always play, Jesse. So let's do Raptor Awards, how we end our show every week. Welcome if you've just joined us. But maybe a different instrument. Give something else a go. Yeah. Here we go. So just start playing and
Sorry, I just got to tune my guitar. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm going to go with a violin here.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. Well, this is quite somber, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. So.
Has it?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
God, are you feeling... I'm feeling raw now. The music.
I am raw.
I didn't know you could play so many different instruments, Jess. That's amazing.
Yeah, plenty of musical history.
Is that all you've got? You just play one bar?
Today, that's all I brought in with me, so... Yeah.
One bar. Yeah. I hate when you don't put more bars in your case.
Yeah. That's how
whenever
works.
I see those people with those huge cases, I'm like, either that's a double bass or that's a guitarist with a lot of bars. I'm raw because...
Why?
I'm real raw because I did a noble thing this week and I tried to let Australians be happy. I tried to give them the gift of giving and boy, did it backfire. There was a study that showed that volunteering and giving makes you happy. Mm. And I thought, I want to give that opportunity to everyone in Australia. So on 131060, do you want to give me $5? G'day, Sarah.
I sure am.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you, Sarah. Melissa.
Do you know another way you could have made these people happy? Mm. You could have just given them money.
No.
Sarah, are you still there? How would it make you feel to get $50 from Tommy?
No.
50.
That would feel even better.
Wouldn't it? Amazing. Great.
G'day, Melissa.
Tommy, I'm just wondering if you might have had some dental work done. You weren't really articulating Australia or volunteer very well, and I thought maybe you might have had some...
I'm tongue-tied, Melissa, and I slur my words sometimes, and I can't say L's, so they often sound like W's.
Are you going to pay Melissa some money?
No.
Oh, now you feel sad.
Melissa, how much money do you want? Where's she gone?
$200?
Melissa, you are.
Piss off, Melissa.
Brutal.
I thought I was onto a really good thing there.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
How are you feeling, Jess?
Guys, I'm wrapped this week after a pretty wild week, especially early on. I was a bit worried that I might be the least professional on the team, but I had a listen back and I definitely wasn't. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country for your Monday afternoon.
Wrong headphones are on. Sorry, Jesse. Vickers has put her old headphones on and just giving out the recipe to a healthy caramel slice that she's made. And Sonda was inquiring, what's gone into that? And we got it up to tahini and
she's
something
not even plugged into anything.
Right. What's happened today?
What's my mind?
I know. Should we go to
what is in the caramel slice though?
It's a healthy caramel slice. It's got like tahini and
can we
rice
put it
malt
on,
syrup.
Should we put it on our Carrie Tommy show?
I should give a shout out actually to my makeup
Not
artist,
more
Kath.
Shout out. Not more shout out. Did we end up putting that recipe up?
No. Should we? Have the people been asking for the healthy caramel slice recipe?
No, but the people didn't ask for it and we still told it to them on radio.
Hey, I am so wrapped. I'm wrapped that my stinky old butt cushion that I've been sitting on for 11 years at the project was auctioned off this week and it fetched top dollar.
All right, Claire, what's your bid?
Prepared to go to $2,500.
Claire, you're doing a wonderful thing. It is such a great cause. Claire, congratulations. You are the winner of the month.
$2,500, Claire, going to Bowel Cancer Australia, thanks to your generosity.
My pleasure. Anything for anybody like that.
Oh, bless you, Claire.
Last question, Claire. Would you like it framed or unframed?
Can I have it framed and signed by everyone at the project?
Oh, mate, I can do that for you, Claire.
That's going to cost that'd money.
Awesome. Do you want?
Why didn't we just stop?
Do you want that's Tommy
gonna,
as
it's
well?
It's going to cost a grand to frame.
Can I have Tommy too?
Yeah, he can. No, just
do you
just
want
a
me
signature.
Framed or unframed?
And all weekend now, as we go off to the weekend, I'm just going to find all the bits around my house that I can auction off.
Great.
Get them framed. I'll sit on them for a bit.
A few more recipes as well.
A few more recipes.
God, tune in next week.
Bring them all to your Monday.
Auctions and recipes.
And
have a good weekend,
outs.
Everybody. And shout
and
outs.
And shout outs.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.